This is Louis Navalier. It is Tuesday, February 21st. Well, I was on Fox Business this morning, and I told Maria that I didn't trust the January payroll number or the January retail sales number because of the seasonal adjustments. So just so you folks know, January is the biggest month for seasonal adjustments. The next 5 months, we tend to have negative seasonal adjustments. So we'll get a clearer picture of what's going on, and that's going to be very, very important moving forward. And the main thing is Wall Street woke up on the wrong side of bed today, because even though Walmart beat its revenues and earnings expectations, it provided very poor guidance. So there's this question out there: is the consumer really strong? Are they coming back, or what's really going on? Ed Yardini, who's an economist I respect, keeps calling this a rolling recession, where we just take out certain industries and then others prosper. So it's interesting times we're in. Energy prices did gap up this morning, then they gave back a little, but our energy stocks are very firm today by and large. The main thing that's going on is because President Biden went to Ukraine on Monday and is in Poland as well. He's really ticked off Vladimir Putin, who basically is withdrawing from the new SMART treaty to control nuclear weapons. And Putin is not happy about this. Obviously, there was a proxy war between NATO and Russia, and we're all watching it unfold in Ukraine. Those of you that have our most aggressive accounts know that a lot of our tanker stocks have been doing good because they're helping all this oil that's being transported. You know, when Russia sends oil to China, they actually sent it from the west side of Russia all the way around the Horn of Africa to get to China, okay? And so basically the tankers are driving more than ever before. And, of course, there's also offshore transfers going on. But it looks like the G7 and the European Union and the U.S. are all trying to crack down on Russia. And they're now threatening to go after Chinese companies and banks that facilitate Russia. So China is now preparing to visit Moscow. Their top diplomat is in Moscow today, and that's important because when President Xi comes to Moscow, we want to make sure that they have a plan. And so it looks like, just very preliminary, China's trying to figure out how to get Russia to basically end the war with Ukraine and get back to normal, if there is such a thing. And I'm sure there won't, because there'll be all these sanctions and reparations and all this other stuff. But China's trying to save face by getting Russia to behave. So that's the big breaking news today. Obviously, that doesn't affect our economy right now. Obviously, crude oil prices will continue to meander higher because global demand is at a record. And supplies being removed by Russia going increasingly offline. Now, we have a glut of energy in America. Obviously, we have more natural gas than we know what to do with. So the LNG exports have resumed. We also have a glut of that West Texas Intermediate. But the rest of the world runs on the light sweet crude, the stuff we keep in the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. And the Energy Information Administration has mentioned that they could release another 26 million barrels, but they haven't so far. So it'll be fascinating to see if this is going to get released or not. Obviously, President Biden has been very successful manipulating crude oil prices through the SPR releases. But now the SPR is down to 1980 levels. Releasing more is controversial, especially since a lot of it went to China. The Congress already voted overwhelmingly to stop him from doing that. So fascinating times we're in. There will be an important inflation report on Friday. That's going to be the Fed's favorite indicator, the personal consumption expenditure index, and that's going to be a big deal. Okay, so we want to see if inflation is still cooling off. That has less owner's equipment rent, real estate in it, so it should be a better number than the CPI. But otherwise, we're oscillating, and you may know a couple weeks ago, energy stocks were strong. Last week, they gave them back. This morning, they opened strong again. So our best defense remains a strong offense, fundamentally superior stocks, and then we don't have to worry about all the distractions out there. But long term, okay, it looks like China's trying to get some face-saving deal with Russia. Very preliminary because their top diplomat was in Moscow now. And then President Xi will visit Putin in Russia in a few months. And we'll see if they can rejoin the world community. Because if we start sanctioning Chinese companies for the involvement of Russia, China's going to want to respond and basically get Russia to behave because we have more influence than Russia does. And then one last thing. I was on CNBC Singapore late last week, and they were talking a lot about the CATL deal with Ford. CATL is a Chinese company, and, of course, they pioneered the iron phosphate batteries. They hold the patents, all that good stuff. And the patents have expired, so other people can make those kind of batteries now. But the what's interesting is obviously CATL and Ford are going to be building a plant in America to get you know, all the benefits from the Inflation Protection Act. Same thing GM's doing with LG to build battery plants. And some people, like Marco Rubio, has said, hey, you know, why are we giving money to Chinese companies? And I had to defend CATL when I was on CNBC Singapore because they're the ones that have the patent on this technology. So Ford wants to do iron phosphate batteries. They got to do it with CATL. And Tesla uses CATL batteries in China too. So it's a fascinating world we're living in that we pass these incentives to do things. And foreign companies like CATL, LG, are getting the benefits. Of course, they're going through U.S. companies like Ford and GM to reap those benefits. So interesting times we're in. Meantime, the deficit ceiling, we're going to hit it soon. And then it'll be interesting to see if we have any kind of spending restraint. I'm sure you saw that Joe Biden promised a lot more money to Ukraine today, including paying their pensions. So I find that to be very interesting. So hang in there, everybody. But our best defense is a strong offense of fundamentally superior stocks. Treasury yields are up now. I think they'll remain elevated till we get the PCE report on Friday. And then we'll see what the Fed does. I'm expecting 25 basis points from the Fed next meeting. But we'll see. We'll get a lot of data out. Beige book reports, all kinds of good stuff that we can analyze. So that's it. Hang in there. And as long as you have the energy and shipping stocks, you don't have to worry too much. It is a fascinating environment we're in right now. Very narrow market. Take care, everybody. It's Lee Navelier.